life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
Hello, this is Will Crisp with Camp Cookin' for Allegheny Mountain Radio. Let's talk about Jaeger Schnitzel or Hunter's Cutlet. This recipe is given specifically for our hunting season. Jaeger Schnitzel is very Austrian and reminds me of a hunting expedition when I was working in Vienna. I had been invited to a pheasant hunt via a colleague's connections with a hunting association, a group composed primarily of landowners and professionals with weekend houses in the country. The terrain was in the area known as the Markfeld, northeast of Vienna along the Mark River, separating Austria from then Czechoslovakia. Austria is usually portrayed as a land of towering Alps, but the Markfeld was generally flat and was sort of an Austrian breadbasket with rich crops of wheat, corn, potatoes, sugar beets. We were hunting in November. It was chilly and misty, and the newly plowed fields were soft from the autumn rains. This is the way the hunt worked. The 20 or so hunters would be assigned a position by the master of the hunt, usually along a hedgerow, and beaters, unarmed farm boys, would work through the brush and remaining corn stalks and drive the pheasants to us. Standing there waiting, my mind began to wander, as it often does, farm lads as the beaters without firearms. Was this a carryover from the centuries-old European practice of keeping the people and the lower classes unarmed? Suddenly, my thoughts were interrupted by pow, pow, pow. Shotguns opened up as pheasants flashed by us. Pow, crack. Staccato bursts all along the hedgerow, and I raised my shotgun to my shoulder. In a post-hunt ceremony late in the afternoon, some 40 pheasants, all male birds, no females, Austrians are good conservationists, were laid out in a square in the field. The hunters stood in a line facing the beaters who assembled on the other side of the square. The hunt master gave a brief speech, then put two questions to each hunter: the number of birds each had shot, and the number they wanted to purchase. Purchase? Huh? But that's the way it was. You couldn't simply walk off with your birds, but you had to pay for any you wanted to take home. Then it was my turn to respond. The other hunters looked at me rather skeptically. Most were carrying hand-engraved over and under shotguns, while I had been shooting with my Winchester 12-gauge semi-automatic shotgun. Very American. You could almost hear their thoughts as they studied my firearm. Kulturlos, uncultured. Virtually all wore finely tailored Loden hunting jackets and trousers, most with knee socks and Wellington boots. I was dressed in whatever I'd scrounged up. A worn tanned field jacket and wool-rich black-red checkered wool shirt, which had followed me around Italy, Yugoslavia, now Austria, in an old steamer trunk. Speaking in German, the hunt master asked, "Und wie viel haben Sie geschossen?" "How many did you shoot?" he questioned. I responded, "Danke, vier Fasane." "Thank you, four pheasants," I replied. In truth, it was one of the higher individual tallies of the day. That report raised Austrian eyebrows. So here we go. Jaeger Schnitzel, or Hunter's Cutlet. First, the schnitzels. 4 thin, boneless pork cutlets. 4 fresh eggs, preferably cage-free, as I always recommend. 2 cups panko Japanese-style breadcrumbs. Cooking oil, salt, black pepper, preparation time about an hour, cooking time about 16 to 20 minutes or so, plus or minus, should serve four. Here's the preparation. On a cutting board, cover each schnitzel with plastic wrap and pound as flat on both sides as possible without tearing the meat. Break and whisk the eggs in one bowl to create a wash. Scatter the panko in a second bowl or plate. Dip both sides of each schnitzel in the wash, then both sides into the panko. On a flat plate, place in the freezer for 30 minutes to form the bond. Pour a generous amount of cooking oil into an iron skillet. Preferably, fire up the outside grill and bring the oil to a nice sizzle. Remove the cutlets from the freezer. Carefully, without splashing, lower into the hot oil. Cook each side 6 to 9 minutes until brown but not burnt. Remove from the oil, drain on paper towels and plate. Meanwhile, here's the sauce preparation. One ingredients, 1 8-ounce can, mushroom stems and pieces, 1 yellow or red onion, 4 garlic cloves, 2 bouillon cubes, 1 tablespoon of flour, olive oil, salt, and pepper. Preparation for the sauce. About 10 minutes before the schnitzels have finished cooking, peel and slice the onions and garlic. Sauté in a skillet with olive oil for 3 minutes. Drain the mushrooms, add to the skillet, and sauté an additional 3 minutes, stirring all with a wooden kitchen spoon. Concurrently, bring 2 cups of water to a boil. Toss in the 2 bouillon cubes to make a broth. Shake 1 tablespoon of flour into the skillet. Stir as the mixture thickens. Then begin adding the broth. Keep stirring and adding extra broth until the sauce is fairly thin, not a heavy gravy, but with a nice light brown color. Add salt and pepper to taste. Now with your schnitzels ready, gently ladle the sauce over the plated cutlets. Mahlzeit, the Austrians would say, or enjoy your meal. Jaeger Schnitzel or Hunter's Cutlet. This has been Will Crisp with Camp Cooking for Allegheny Mountain Radio.
Homegrown tomatoes, what would life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only 2 things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.